Everybody has a story. You have a life. You are bringing something to the people around you. Everybody's story matters deeply. It matters to God. It matters to you. The great temptation is to think, oh, what I do today doesn't really matter that much. If I say or don't say, if I do or don't do, if I go or don't go, how I spend my time, this next thought, that next thought. The great blindness in which we live, and it is, I think, a blindness that's due to powers that lie beyond us, is to miss the significance of our own lives, and therefore to make choices that if we were fully awake, we would never make. Your story matters. But then in walking through this journey together in the fellowship of the withered hand, I think the phrase that has resonated the most is, nobody gets the story they want. When we are little, we are born with what researchers sometimes call pre-reflective optimism. We think we're going to get the day we want. We think we're going to get our desires satisfied. We think we're going to get our stories. And it's just kind of a naive assumption. When my grandson was very little and would wake up in his crib, he was the child of quite passionate coffee drinkers. And somewhere along the line, he got this idea. He would raise himself up on his little feet and hold on to the bars of the cribs and cry out, I want beans! I want beans! And he was quite certain that beans would come to him. We think, it's part of the way that we're born, that we're going to get the story, the life that we want, the desires fulfilled, and then sooner or later, that pre-reflective optimism begins to wear off because we run up against what Sigmund Freud called the reality principle, and we discover the reality was not designed to meet our needs and give us pleasure. Now, Freud didn't particularly know how to account for this. The Bible does. The Bible says, actually, that creation itself is somehow broken, that the story itself has gone wrong for reasons that have to do with the human condition and that run very deep. And that God is not done with our story yet. And so God, creation itself, Paul writes in Romans 8, very deep reflections, creation itself has been subjected to frustration. That means nobody gets the story they want. Creation has been subjected to frustration, not by its own will, not according to its own accord, but by the will of the one who subjected it, that is God, in hope. That somehow in the midst of pain and brokenness and hurt and disappointed optimism, we will turn to God and creation itself will be redeemed. So that line, I didn't get the story I wanted, is both a line of great pain. And I know from talking with many of you that there is a lot of pain over the stories that we didn't get. And yet, at the same time, it's a line in which somehow there is hope. And even now we get little glimpses, I think, of how in some way, through the deepest pain that I have gone through, there are conversations that happen. There are holy moments of connection with people that I would not be experiencing if it were not for getting the story that I didn't want to get. So, in the fellowship of the withered hand, in the place where we can't, but God can, we think we'll let him, we hear each other's stories. And I want to invite you to tell your story. We're providing a link for that. I don't understand why this is. I just know that it's true. When you are with another person and they tell you a story, they tell you their story, and it's a story where there is need and where there is hurt and where there is suffering and when there is failure, and God is somehow in all those things. When we tell our stories, healing comes, and God is present in a told story, and I think it has to do with what Paul is writing about in Romans 8. So, if you're willing to do that and send this link, I'd love to hear your story. What I want to do in the very, very few moments, Nancy, as you're watching the clock and keeping time that remain in this particular episode, is to remind you that the great ones who have gone before us did not get the story they wanted. And in particular, that the characters of Scripture and especially those who are called by God, don't get a story that they were born with pre-reflective optimism hoping for. I want beans, I want beans. Moses lives for 40 years in the desert and then has to go and confront the most powerful man in the world and tell him that he's losing his labor for us, and then lead a stiff-necked people through the wilderness and never actually get to go to the promised land. And over with characters in scripture, Jesus says to Peter in some of his final words to him, when you were young, you dressed yourself and you went where you wanted to go. When you're old, somebody else will dress you. They will lead you where you did not want to go. You will not get the story you wanted. Maybe the ultimate expression of this is the Apostle Paul. And these are just remarkable words that I want to dwell on with you for a moment. And you might think about your job description. When you're thinking about a job, there's the job that I want. There is the road to contribution and success that I think will make me a happy and fulfilled person. Paul had a story that he thought he was headed towards, and then he got interrupted one day on the road to Damascus, and he's reflecting on the story that he actually got. And I want you to think about this description of this from a real person. He talks about, first of all, kind of his credentials, what set him up to think about the story. Get, are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they Abraham's descendants? So am I. Are they servants of Christ? I'm out of my mind to talk like this. He says, I am more. And then here's his description of the job. Now, think if you'd sign up for this, if this was in the job description. You know, we all want to know, what are the perks? What are the benefits? What's my title? Where's my office? How high will I be up on the chart? We think that life for ourselves, for our children, for our nation is providing great work like this. Listen to how Paul describes his story. I have been in prison more frequently. I have been flogged more severely. I have been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was pelted with stones. 3 I was shipwrecked. I spent a day and a night in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own people, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, in danger from false believers. Now imagine spending your life in that kind of danger. I have labored and toiled, and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst, and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. Who is weak, and I do not feel weak? Who is led into sin, and I do not inwardly burn? And this man, in constant danger, hungry, cold, naked, beaten, flogged, in prison, burning, anxious, weak, says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. He was not given the story that he wanted, but the story that he didn't want changed the world. And so it goes in our world. So it goes in the fellowship of the withered hand. I would love to hear your story. Most of all, I want you to know, if you do not get the story that you want, if it is hard, if it looks bleak, if you're sad, if you're discouraged, don't you give up. There's another story at work, and we haven't come to the end yet. I love you.
Hey, if you enjoyed that video, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you don't miss any future teachings from John Ortberg here at Become New. My name's Tim, and I'm a part of the team here. This series is all about stories. Everybody has a story, and everybody's story matters. And we want to know about your story, whether it's a story of coming to faith or a story of spiritual growth. Whatever it is, we're here for you. You can email that to us at connect@becomenew.com, or you can text it to us. You can also sign up for daily reminders whenever we drop a new video via text by texting the word BECOME to the number 855-888-0404. 1-800-944-4444. You can also send us prayer requests there. There's a team of us that meet to pray each weekday for viewers just like yourself. If you'd like to receive the emails that go along with each video, be sure to check that out at becomenew.com/subscribe. More than a video to watch, this is really a community to belong to, and we're so glad that you're a part of it. We'll catch you next time.